Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Kevin Hart claimed that his former assistant not only made false and defamatory statements about him during her explosive sit-down with blogger Tasha Kay, but also allegedly eavesdropped during some of his private interactions. The comedian remains embroiled in legal drama with Tasha Kay, her company Yellen Entertainment, and his ex-staffer Misha Shakes for alleged civil extortion, RadarOnline.com can confirm. Shakes worked for Hart from August 2017 to October 2020 and allegedly spread malicious lies about the box office sensation during the interview. Hart stated that a show associate reached out to his team before the interview went live, claiming they asked for $250,000 in exchange for the video not going up. Hart noted in a new filing obtained by RadarOnline.com that after he refused to pay, the video was published on December 22. He claimed that Shakes made inaccurate claims throughout, including that he supposedly made a secret video recording of a romantic encounter I had in Las Vegas 2017 and that I faced criminal charges regarding that surreptitious recording. I did not record any such video, and I have never been criminally charged with doing so, the Jumanji star declared. Hart then accused Shakes of divulging private information that was not publicly available or known. For example, she spoke about my interactions with my wife during the time period after revelations regarding the Las Vegas incident had come to light, the court filing stated. According to the docs, he vented, "I understand from speaking with my security personnel," and Shakes admitted during the interview, that Shakes obtained some of the information she discussed in the interview by covertly listening through the walls, with her ear to the wall, to private interactions occurring behind closed doors at our offices. Hart said he has suffered and will continue to endure damage to my reputation, and thus to my present and future business and financial prospects as a result of Shakes' allegations. Tasha, meanwhile, has asked the court to toss his lawsuit. The YouTuber denied all allegations of wrongdoing and said the matters discussed were a public concern, adding that she did not act with malice. As for Shakes, his former assistant demanded that all claims against her also be dismissed. She argued that her NDA was invalid, and that her statements were not defamatory.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.